Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did he say, if any two of you agree, as touching anything you ask, it would be done for you of my Father which is in heaven?
Yes.
Come on, did he say it?
Yes.
Can we count on him?
Yes.
We can count on him.
Amen.
Then it's happy time.
Yes.
We can go ahead and be happy.
Hallelujah.
He's already heard our prayer.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
How can you be happy? Because you can count on God.
Right.
He's reliable.
Yes.
He told us he'd do this. Believers would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's not all these ifs and ands and buts phrases that men put in there. Jesus said, believers would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Can you count on that?
Yes.
People say, well, we hope so. But you just never know. They just judged God unreliable. I know they didn't mean to. They wouldn't say it like that, but that's what they did. But Sarah, did she have a miracle in her life?
Yes.
Conceived and brought forth a baby when she was 90 years old. The Bible said she was past the season of childbearing. She was past that. She'd gone through the change of life. Abraham's 99. What if you seen them today and they went over to the hospital here? 99 and 90. They said, we won't get a checkup. And they said, what for? Just a regular checkup? No, we're going to have a baby. He's 99. She's 90. What do you think they'd say? What do you think would be happening in the waiting room or at the counter? I am so sure. Grandpa. Grandma, you go, yeah, right. Now, the reason I go through this is because that's what both of them did. Both of them, when they first heard it, laughed. And it was total unbelief. But they're in the book. And they had the miracle. What does that mean? They got over it. They recovered from their unbelief and got in faith and stayed in faith and got results.
Amen.
Can you start out in unbelief and wind up in faith?
Yes.
Can you blow it and mess up bad and get in doubt but get straightened out and get in faith?
Yeah.
Can you start out in faith and get to wavering and get in doubt and get back in faith and get it anyhow?
Yes,
yes you can. Yes, you can.
Yep.
Proof positive right here. Go to Genesis. Genesis 18. This is the story of the angel of the Lord appearing to Abraham. Well, let me back up a little bit. Back up to the 17th chapter of Genesis. And verse 15. The Lord was speaking to Abram. Sounds like in a vision. But in Genesis 17, verse 15, towards the end of God's communication with him at this time, verse 15, Genesis 17, God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give you a son also of her. Yea, and I will bless her. A lot of her in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll see why. And she shall be a mother of many of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham fell on his face and said, you got to be joking. This is the great man of faith here. He was human too. Fell on his face and he laughed and said in his heart. Now he didn't say this out loud, but God heard it.
Right.
When you say something inside yourself, does God hear it?
Yes.
Didn't even open his mouth.
Right.
Not a sound came out. God hears. The scripture psalmist said, He knows my thoughts afar off. And there's not a word in my tongue, but He knows it all together before you ever say it. He knows what you're thinking about saying. Can't hide a thing from Him, can you? That's why it's so foolish to run from God. That's ignorant. You can catch the fastest plane and go to the farthest part of the country and run away from God and get out there behind a palm tree and God says, Hey, what are you doing? How are you going to outrun God? How are you going to get away from God?
Amen.
People try. How many know there's a world full of people running from God? Amen. One of the most ignorant things you ever did.
Amen.
Ask Jonah. And Abraham fell on his face and he laughed and he said in his heart, Shall a child be born to him that's 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who's 90 years old, bear? She couldn't conceive when she was 20 years old. Now she's 90. He thinks that is just real funny. And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you. He don't believe it at all. And God said, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son indeed. And I'm going to tell you what his name is. It's going to be Isaac. And I'm going to establish my covenant with him and his seed after him. And you look in the conversation, verse 22, he left off talking with him. God went up from Abraham. He heard all that unbelief he wanted to hear.
Amen.
He said, Now this is where it's going to be. And he was gone. And I'm sure Abraham laid there and thought, Huh, I shouldn't have said that, I guess. in my heart.
Amen.
I shouldn't have thought that.
Right.
And he got to lay in, and he got straightened out. I don't know if it was that night or the next day or by the end of the week, but somewhere in there, he quit laughing and started believing God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's in the book.
Yep.
And in the 18th chapter, you see a very similar thing happen to Sarah. Verse 9, the Lord said to him, Where's Sarah, your wife? He said, She's over there in the tent. He said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old. When the Bible says you're old, you're old.
Yeah.
And well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. She had gone through the change of life. Besides that, she couldn't conceive when she was young. And therefore, Sarah did what?
Laughed.
Again, within herself. She didn't laugh out loud, but in her heart. Laughed within herself, saying, After I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also. She thought that was real funny. He's 99, she's 90. And all this talk about conceiving and bearing babies, she just laughed. She thought that was funny. And the Lord said, Why'd Sarah laugh? Saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Help me answer that question, friends. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No,
no, no. He said, At the time appointed, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah denied. She said, I didn't laugh because she was afraid. He said, Nah, you did laugh. But apparently what happened with her? I'm sure. I mean, this is kind of uncomfortable, isn't it? She didn't say a word out loud, but she's back there in the tent, and she hears him tell her husband, about this time next year, Sarah's going to have a baby. She thought, I'm so sure. And he says, Why is Sarah laughing back there? Is anything too hard for the Lord? She said, I didn't laugh. He said, Yeah, you did. And then that's the end of it. He goes and walks on out with Abraham, and they begin to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, you know. What do you think she's doing in the tent right now? Thinking, you know, I probably shouldn't have laughed inside me like that. The Lord didn't like that. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Why couldn't the Lord do that if He wanted to? He made the heavens and the earth. Amen. He's made us rich. He's done all this other. Why couldn't He do it? She got to meditating on that. And she, instead of judging God funny, she came to the conclusion where she judged God faithful. And she said, now hold on. If He said it, He is well able to do it. And if He said He would do it, then I'm going to call Him faithful. And I'm going to say, here's the handmaid of the Lord. Do what you want in my life, and I'm going to believe it.
Amen.
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 And through that, quit laughing. And see, now you'll hear it. You know, people will scoff. They'll make fun. They'll look at you and how broke you are, and you talking about being rich.
Amen.
And they'll say, yeah, right. Rich, I know you are. Yeah, you're going to give big offerings. Sure you are. You're going to have a new car. Yeah, right. That's all unbelief. Doesn't make any difference as long as you're not laughing with them.
Right.
Can't be funny. You can't be making jokes about how poor you are and you're in faith about getting rich.
Amen.
You can't be making jokes about how sick you are.
Amen.
And be in faith about being healed. You can't be making jokes about being 100 pounds overweight and you're in faith to lose it.
Right.
Got to stop the fat jokes.
Amen.
I'm serious. If you're serious about losing, you got to quit joking about it. Stop the fat jokes. Stop the poor jokes. Stop the sick jokes. Quit laughing. Quit being incredulous. Quit thinking it's ridiculous and get in faith.
Amen.
Amen. Even if you've floundered around and wavered and doubted and carried on, now get in faith and say, no, the word of the Lord is faithful. God is able and He's faithful and His word is true. And I'm going to put my faith on this, and this is coming to pass in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Get on it with both feet, faith-wise. And what happened to her when she did that? Strength began to come into her spirit. Can you see it? Can you imagine it? Faith began to come into her spirit, and it began to change her insides.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. She got in faith, and then strength began to come into her. And I mean her reproductive organs, her insides, her glands begin to change. Her youth began to be renewed.
Amen.
Amen. And she was a looker.
Amen.
Read the Bible. She was a looker in old age. And vibrant enough, and Abraham believed it, and strength came into him, and their bodies were changed. And she conceived and brought forth a child, and their whole life was changed. Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
Does faith still work like that today? Can strength come in you? For your body to be changed, your finances to be changed, your marriage to be changed, your business to be changed, whatever it is. If you can believe God, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.